Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the role of the West, ceasefire calls, and geopolitical implications. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is one of the oldest and most complex problems in the Middle East. This conflict directly or indirectly affects many actors in the region and the world. Recently, Israel's military operations against Hamas have led to the outbreak of pro-Palestinian protests, calls for a ceasefire by the international community, and a shift in geopolitical balances. In this article, we will analyze the recent developments in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the role of Western countries in this conflict, the attempts to achieve a ceasefire, and the effects of this conflict on global politics. Western support. Israel continues to fight against Hamas with the support of all Western countries. Israel defines Hamas as a terrorist organization and uses the right of self-defense for its security. The U.S. supports Israel as its biggest ally and arms supplier. U.S. President Joe Biden emphasized Israel's right to self-defense and said, "Israel's security is a red line for us." The U.S. provides Israel with about $3.8 billion in military aid each year. In addition, the U.S. vetoes UN resolutions against Israel. EU countries also support Israel. The EU is developing commercial, political, and cultural relations with Israel. The EU gives Israel a trade surplus of approximately 1.6 billion euros every year. The EU supports Israel's security and existence but condemns settlement activities and human rights violations. Israel's military operations on Hamas have sparked a wave of pro-Palestinian demonstrations globally. Millions of individuals have marched to advocate for the rights of the Palestinian people. These protests exert pressure on Western nations to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Palestine as these. Western countries are disturbed by pro-Palestinian protests in their countries. In many countries, even if these protests are banned, no one pays attention to this ban, and the organization of such protests has become a cause of concern for Western countries and a risk to domestic stability and security. Ceasefire calls. Biden commenced his efforts by advocating a cessation of hostilities between Israel and Palestine, with EU nations also advocating for a ceasefire. The EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Josep Borrell, expressed that Israel may not continue its presence in Gaza. Borrell has embarked on a Middle Eastern tour, though unsuccessful attempts may be inevitable without support from the USA. The EU favors a two-state resolution between Israel and Palestine, albeit no definitive action has yet been taken toward it. The European Union lacks the power and influence to act as a mediator in the Israel-Hamas conflict. Instead, the EU focuses on providing aid and facilitating dialogue between Israel and Palestine. In contrast, the United States plays a direct or indirect mediator role. Recently, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken dispatched a delegation to the region to broker a ceasefire. The U.S. is exerting pressure on Israel to limit its operations and safeguard civilians. Furthermore, the U.S. is in communication with Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey to encourage Hamas to cease its rocket attacks. The United States has expressed support for a two-state resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. However, it acknowledges that the current circumstances are not conducive to achieving this outcome. U.S. role. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has an impact on global politics. This conflict is changing the positions and relations of regional and international actors. The conflict calls into question the U.S. policy in the Middle East. The U.S. wants to maintain its strategic partnership with Israel, but it also wants to cooperate with other countries in the region. The U.S. is making efforts to revive the nuclear deal with Iran, reorganize its relations with Saudi Arabia, find a solution to the civil war in Syria, and fight terrorism. In the run-up to the 2024 U.S. elections, we expect Joe Biden to do everything in his power to push for a ceasefire agreement and a two-state solution. The future of the EU also depends on the U.S. elections. Trump will most likely win the U.S. elections. If Trump wins the election, the EU will enter a new era of cooperation with Russia. Trump's point of view towards the EU is clear and clear. Democrats are working hard to prevent Trump from participating in the elections. Geopolitical effects. In the United States, members of the House of Representatives stated in front of the Capitol calling for an end to the war. The leader of the Anglican Church in England called for a ceasefire. November 2, 2023, 300 lawyers from the Paris and Israeli bars mobilized for the release of Hamas hostages held in Gaza. They claimed to have the burden of proof to show that Hamas committed a crime against humanity against the Israeli captives. The lawyers were led by Francois Zimmeray, a French lawyer and diplomat who promised to defend the hostages' rights and humanity. In the U.S., a human rights organization took Joe Biden and his government to court because he failed to prevent the war in Israel. Diplomats in the Middle East wrote a letter to Macron saying that France's international humanitarian stance has been damaged. In the U.S., diplomats warned Mr. Biden that he was harming U.S. interests. 900 Christian clergy in the United States and 750 international journalists in Latin America wrote letters condemning Benjamin Netanyahu. Hamas in Palestine is becoming an ideology which poses a great risk to Israel. Colombian President Gustavo Petro has submitted a motion to the UN for the creation of a Palestinian state. Inside Israel, protests are organized against Benjamin Netanyahu. Most recently, a protest was organized in front of Benjamin Netanyahu's house. There was a debate within the Likud party about the dismissal of Benjamin Netanyahu, which was reflected in the media. At the end of this work, Benjamin Netanyahu will be dismissed and re-elections will be held. Yair Lapid may win the next elections. In Palestine, Mahmoud Abbas will leave office and new elections will be held. As long as there is no two-state solution, Israel will not be completely safe and there will always be conflicts and the people will not be safe. Things are getting complicated in the West Bank. Last week, there was an attempted armed attack on Mahmoud Abbas, and the attackers demanded that Mahmoud Abbas take action against Israel. This is a big problem for the region. A new era will begin with new leaders in Israel and Palestine. The two-state solution will be on the agenda of the whole world, especially in the UK, the European Union, and the USA because of the elections. 2024 will not be a calm year, and there will be regional wars in Asia Pacific. The cover of The Economist magazine emphasizes that 2024 will be very active and there will be elections in 70 countries, which will reshape geopolitics. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analysis, Canon Haderov. Subject, Israeli-Palestinian Conflict. Data, November 17, 2023.